I recently watched a YouTube video of kangaroo sounds, and I was very surprised at what sounds kangaroos make.
Let's talk about some stuff today. It sounds like it's not going to be much hockey. Ladies and gentlemen, check your watch, pull out your phone, whatever you use to keep track of time, this construct we call time in this day and age. What does it say? Does it say 10 p.m.? Or if you're using military time, I guess that would be 22 hours. Because if it doesn't say 10 p.m. or later, go ahead and adjust that. Make sure it says 10 p.m. or later. Because we're listening to Brews and Bruins After Dark, the Hockey Podcast Network podcast presented by Bruins Diehards and the Hockey Podcast Network and DraftKings. Drew, say something about DraftKings.
Oh my. You'll never guess this. DraftKings, the number one daily fantasy sports people. The tournament is finally here. The brackets have been set, and the teams are ready to hit the court. And DraftKings,
which tournament is that, Drew?
Day Fantasy, we can't say, I don't think, is celebrating with their largest free college basketball survivor pool ever. How large? $1 million in total prizes, large. And if that's not enough, check this out. When you enter the free DraftKings $1 million survivor pool, you could get a shot at winning $10,000 for every upset through the first two rounds of the tournament. Get ready to feel the sweat. It's easy to play. That's not in the reads. I'm just like going to put that in every read. Like gold. It's easy to play. Just pick
one. I'm putting that in the save board reads now.
That should just be our official slogan, is feel the sweat. I think we'd be stealing it from them. But
just pick one team per day. If they win, you survive. In advance to the next round, last person standing is the winner. Remember, you can only pick a team once for the entire tournament, so choose wisely. DraftKings is a safe and secure app. You can deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience. So get in on all the action this week. Download the DraftKings app now. Enter code THPN during sign-up and enter the free online $1 million survivor pool. Again, that is code THPN to enter into DraftKings' free $1 million survivor pool. Eligibility restrictions and terms and conditions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Nice, Drew. It's not getting any better, but it's not getting worse.
Yeah, the sweat.
Speaking of getting ready to feel the sweat, Cam, you got anything about the condensation on the outside of a really nice cold beer?
Feel the sweat as you walk to Save More Spirits, because the Brews and Bruins podcast is sponsored by Save More Spirits. Check them out for all of your beer, wine, and liquor.
And he's going to
not sure about the sweat department. We can reach out and ask about that. What they do have is all of the macro brews, as well as a healthy offering of local beers and craft beers from all over. Where are you feeling the sweat? Somerville, you're feeling the sweat. Medford, Cambridge, as well as Malden, all of you. Locations in all those places for Save More Spirits. If you want to learn more, you can check out SaveMoreSpirits.com. That's Save More, both without an E, Spirits.com. Online ordering also available as of last check at Minibar, as well as Drizzly. And get this, delivery, any free delivery? We still haven't really figured this out, unless someone has, but I'm not sure. You get some kind of free delivery at Drizzly with the promo code Brews and Bruins. That's Brews
and
Bruins with an ampersand, no spaces. Order it up. Drink along, Brews and Bruins After Dark. I'm back. Nobody cares. Chris and Drew are still here. Nobody cares about that either. Everyone is tuning in for, I think we can pretty much just say, our favorite guest, Chanel Keenan, the queen of hockey Twitter over the past 3 weeks. Chanel, Why do you continuously bless us with your presence? That's the first thing that I want to know here.
Honestly, I don't think I'm going to come back after what's happened in the last, I don't know how long, like 10 minutes I've been here. I think this is it. You know, third time, three was great.
I think 10 months would have been probably better, but
yeah. This is your fourth time on the podcast, only the third time. And oh my crossing God, my fingers so here, right. Third time the podcast will be released.
I forgot about that one.
Only 1 week after having an episode just lost to the ether, coming right back on the podcast. Oh, man. It takes an amount of patience that most human beings do not have.
Of course, anytime.
Except for any time in the future.
Yeah.
So, Chanel, it appears your spot has been blown up. The people have found out you are no longer a cult following. You're kind of mainstream now. So, can you talk to us a little bit about what that's been like, you know?
How's it feel to sell out?
Yeah, what's it, you know, I don't know if you got to plug any brands here. We didn't really discuss that with our lawyers.
Chanel out Keenan here.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I didn't get, you know, whatever, sponsored by the Hockey Podcast Network, so I can't, like, I think you guys are flexing a little bit harder than I am at this point, because you have a StreamYard now. What do you
honestly
think you guys are?
If you went to, if you went to Isha and Dylan right now, and you're like, hey, can I take over the Bruins and Bruins podcast feed? Like, they'd just be like, yeah, get rid of them. Got Chanel on now.
I don't think I'm gonna do that.
Thank you. We appreciate it. We like it here. So
Chanel, what's I, as someone who's been out of it and pretty much off Twitter for the last like month, just because I haven't had time, and Twitter's not as fun at 3 to 4 a.m. when there's literally no one on it. At least in
you can tweet things, but no one's gonna see it.
Like a good tweet, and you're like, ah, shit, it's 6 a.m. Like that's not gonna.
Cam's been experimenting with scheduled tweets.
Yeah, I still don't know how to do it, so.
Oh, I scheduled a Brews and Bruins tweet last night for, like, way in the future.
I'll be honest, I'm curious about that. I don't know.
I don't think I'm going to check.
I can't wait to forget about it, and then it just happens one day.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, that's fantastic. Like, so I'll be on the edge of our seat for that one. But Chanel's going to be too probably humble about this, so maybe Chris, somebody fill me in about what's been going on here, because like...
Yeah, I was going to say, I think Chris should do it, because like...
Yeah, let's run it down.
Too many things have happened to me, and like, that's not even to flex, like, that's like, I'm lucky I can see the date right now to know what day it is, because otherwise I don't think I would know what's going on.
Yeah, just to make it clear, what we're doing is like name dropping times 1,000. We're like, hey, this is why you should listen. It's appeal to authority right now. We're just gonna let Chanel flex and be like, she's on our podcast.
We're friends with Chanel. She's on our podcast. By the transitive property, we're pretty popular. Yeah, so Chanel, let's see. You're gonna have to fill in the blanks because there's definitely more than I'm remembering off the top of my head. But you were part of the Kraken video that went out.
Mm-hmm.
The NHL had you were you in an NHL video, or you were in a tweet like featured in like
I'm remembering it all now. Okay, I got
it. Yeah, so the NHL Instagram story.
The first video that went out that I was in was the Kraken collab with Blacker Hockey Club. We, as like a couple staff members, went into the video and just kind of asked, you know, our fan base and people that we work with to take the uncomfortable pledge. So that was the first thing that happened, I think. And
by the way, everybody take the get uncomfortable pledge with Blacker Hockey.
Do it now. We just eclipsed 5,000 pledges, or whatever we're calling them.
Let's call them pledges.
Yeah, why not? Sounds cute, whatever. Then I was on Hockey Night in Canada, Punjabi for...
Oh, hell yeah. I didn't even see that.
Yeah, I didn't see that either.
It was really quick, and I recorded a video essentially in the dark, so it was great. And I think it was just like a segment on why representation is important, and then I was like DMing back and forth with the host of that show, and that was really cool. That was probably like... It happened within the same week as the other thing, so it was all kind of, like, very blurry. And then they went to Lake Tahoe, the Bruins went to Lake Tahoe, and in that mix, somehow, me and Rap Solutions got together to bully Brad Marchand.
Hell yeah.
I don't condone bullying or peer pressure. It still hasn't happened yet, so it remains to be seen. But I did get on his Instagram story, on Brad Marchand's Instagram story, so that was weird.
Pretty cool.
I think it was like before the game too, so it was like, I don't even know, very chaotic. And then after that is, I got an email from people that I know at the front office of the NHL, not the Kraken, asking me to take part in International Women's Day with them, and they asked a really bunch of amazing and cool women to participate and share their story about, like, why their job is cool and, like, what they do. And I was like, my job, I personally love it, but I don't know how cool you'd say it is. It's kind of like a serious thing to, like, sit in on the meetings that I go to, and, you know, they're not usually, like, super light conversations. A lot of them are, but those are, like, you know, like, the off-the-record, off-work-hours ones. So I can't talk about those things, obviously, but, yeah, they just asked for, like, 2 15-second videos, and I managed to film those ones in the daylight, though, so that was nice. And yeah, and it's up on their Instagram page still, on their highlights, so that was kind of weird. I just went on it the other day. I don't know to check, but, like, just to look what goes on there, because I don't have notifications on for them, because they'd go off, like, all the time. And I was like, so holy shit, like, it's literally still there, like. And also, like, I follow, like, Megan Chaka, like, in between them, and I'm like, I don't know how you have her, and then you have me, like, almost back-to-back. I'm like, we're not even in the same world, so, yeah, it was really cool. It was a really crazy content month in February and March. That's what month this is? Yeah.
March it now. Sounds like it. Yeah. We're midway through March, honestly. It's
March-April.
The only reason I know that is because I keep getting those, like, notifications on my phone, like, a year ago today, and it's like, oh, this is the last time I ever had fun.
Actually, daylight savings is coming. It's tomorrow. Yeah. When you're listening to this, like, a few days ago, a year ago, whatever. I don't know when you listen to this episode.
Is it? I thought it was next week.
Hopefully never.
Oh, maybe it is next week. Wait, is it?
Honestly, I don't know.
Wait, no.
Yes, it's tomorrow.
Drew has a thing. Again. That sucks. I didn't
actually,
want to
no, be, I'm glad.
Hey, tell me about it, Chris.
Yeah. I mean, if anyone needs an extra hour of sleep, it's Cam.
Wait, how does that... What when does it jumps ahead at what time?
I think it's 2. Like
2 a.m.
Yeah.
Yo, what the fuck? I had to figure that out, because what do I just have an hour left to make my show? Like,
that's awesome. You have an hour less to work.
Yeah, but I have an hour less to work. Like, that's a problem, too.
Just go in an hour early.
Oh,
man.
You need the money?
No, I need the time.
The time to produce the show, Drew.
That's stupid. You just get out of there earlier. Fuck that. You get an excuse to do a shitty
show. Imagine having a job where you need to, like, produce
if you run out of time, just, like, run an episode of Bruce and Groom.
Well, by the time you're listening to this, I may be unemployed, so...
Yeah. That had very strong, like, How I Met Your Mother vibes when Robin's, like, dating the dude. He's like, you just play the song on the news. Here's some news. Here's a really great band.
Here's a really great band. Yeah, that's me. That's all I do.
I'm glad Chanel chose this podcast to be her last one.
One more. Yep. Well, Chanel, it sounds like you've been pretty busy.
Yeah.
So, are we at the point where you can tell us which of the Bruins the Kraken are going to take in the expansion draft?
She's been at that point for a while. She's just been holding the
cards. Yeah, honestly, I've known for months now, and it's been really hard to not tell you guys, because obviously, like, you know, if I had any insider news, you guys would be the first to know. Especially something as, you know, ginormous as that.
As Trent Frederick going to the Seattle Kraken.
No, I think Boston would riot already.
Yeah,
they're obsessed with him. By the way, I was kidding. I never tell any of these people anything ever.
We're not trying to get Chanel fired.
I knew I was being sarcastic, and I know that you guys knew that, but the one time anybody from work listens to something that I'm on,
it would be this podcast, which is thank you so much to all of the Seattle Kraken employees.
Seattle Kraken
podcast.
You got to make a podcast, Kraken Brews. We mentioned it like a year ago. That's trademark Brews and Bruins.
Yeah, so
we do it with Chanel.
I know. I've been trying to think of like
the official team podcast. We just get hammered for that.
There's a lot of opportunity to make content. I just like my job and that opportunity are in two different directions, and I don't think I should go the entertainment route this time. But
Chanel, not only should you revive your podcast that you had to put on hold for this job, but you should start another podcast in addition to that, which is what I do with my life, is just make a bunch of podcasts, and people listen to this one, which is nice.
And more people listen to Crack and Bruce. It's pretty much the pitch we're trying to make. Yeah.
There's our episode title. We need to put our foot down and like draw the line.
Should I have an episode title that was Crack and Bruce?
What if we already do it?
Yeah, I think. Oh, wait. Was Chanel on that episode?
It had to be a Chanel episode, yeah.
It must have been, yeah. No, let's look. We're looking at the history here. It was season one. Wow, yep. It was with Chanel. Crack and Bruise.
I mean, that tracks. All right, should we get to the important part of this podcast?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Is there ever an important part?
Cam and Drew bullied me into watching Letterkenny. Maybe a little less than a year ago, and finally
right about when you said you never had fun. Before
that, about that time.
The timeline, in case anyone forgot.
And it's finally caught up with Chanel. She has taken the plunge. It is time. Chanel has started watching Letterkenny.
I have no idea.
I saw Namita started watching it. Did that nudge you in the right direction, or did you just like kind of coincidentally also start watching it?
What really happened was my boss bullied my coworker into watching it, which then he started like saying stuff that you'd only hear while watching the show, and he doesn't know a damn thing about hockey, so we kind of, and I was like, oh, I don't need, you know, I can understand the lingo and whatnot, so I wasn't like, now he just says all the stuff, and we're just like, this is awful. So I was like, okay, I need to know what he is saying now, because it's getting crazy.
That's what happened with me. It was Cam and Drew just like quoting things from the show, and I'm just like, yay, yeah. I have no idea what you guys are talking about. So
yeah, and that's honestly the only reason, because I am super annoying. I'm one of those people that like can't watch overhyped shows, and that's why I was partially glad that this had 9 seasons, because like, oh, like, this has obviously been around, but I haven't heard a thing about it. Like, I didn't know it existed. So, sadly, I'm already on season 6. And I started on Thursday. Yeah, I started on Thursday. I'm just so smitten by this show. I don't know how else to explain it. Like, it's so chaotic and so mindless to watch. But at the same time, it's so funny and so ridiculous. Like, I don't know. I'm obsessed with it.
It's one of the ones where, like, I started watching it, and it would be something where I'd put it on, I'd be doing other things, and, like, just kind of listening to it in the background, and, like, I wouldn't mind, like, leaving the room, and as long as I could hear it, and then come back, because mostly it's just about, like, the things that they're saying, but then somewhere along the line, it became, like, all right, I need to, like, sit down and actually pay attention to this, because I care about all these characters for some reason.
So, Chanel, who's your favorite character, then? That's the question.
Oh, man. It's so weird, because, like, the most... I hated the skids from, like, the second they came on, and now I'm, like, fully invested in them. I don't have everybody's name down, obviously most have the most relation to Tanis, because I feel the vibes with her.
Big Tanis fan.
Huge Tanis fan. And I guess Katie... I don't know, like, all the women on the show are really badass, and I love that. But honestly, I can't get over the fact that Wayne just looks like a human kangaroo, like, the way he stands. Like, the first shot of him in the episode, I'm, like, watching, and I'm like, why does he have, like, a kangaroo stance right now? And it kind of fits with his character based on, like, I didn't know he just fights everybody at least once in every episode. Like, I had no idea. So then when that happened, I was like, oh, this tracks. He's legitimately a human kangaroo. So
I just
to understand.
I love how when it gets into deeper, like, they do the they do the cold open kind of thing where it's like, you were with your pals the other day. And like, as it progresses, he's just like holding bigger and bigger dogs. It's like the
dog evolution. The best. Yeah, I don't know. I'm literally like, I love it so much. And I was telling my boss the other day, like, I think it's because I've spent the last year watching really sad and scary shit that I kind of needed a palate cleanser. And this is that, because it's so ridiculous. And then, gosh, now every time I say "to be fair," the whole thing goes to my head. Yeah. Because that will live on forever. But that's all that crosses my mind now. So be prepared for the lingo to get stuck in your head and change your entire speech pattern, the whole thing, because it's gonna happen.
I'm just really glad, like, how universal this show is, especially across hockey Twitter. Like, it's not a hockey show, but it is, like, a very Canadian show. And I think being a hockey fan kind of, whether you want to or not, involves you in Canadian culture. And just having this show be enjoyable to so many different people is, the like, it seemed like a niche show when I first started watching it, where, like, the... I feel like you got to be from Canada to understand this. And then, I don't know, the first episode is just like one-liner after one-liner. It's just like all hilarious shit. So I feel like anyone can enjoy it.
You know, me and Cam being from Canada.
Well, actually,
it's Canada.
Chris, that's Canada. Actually exactly
like to reference Cam on the last episode Shadell was on.
It's coming up my nose.
The cold open. I just listened to that cold open. I was cruising cold opens for a little background for all the fans listening right now. We're creating an ad for our network to go out like on all the other shows, and so I was just listening through all the episodes, and mostly our cold opens are really good for stuff like that. So let's do a super cut of cold opens and make that an ad.
Yeah, I think that makes most sense. I try to do that like where I have like for our 100th episode. Where I had like the drinks we had and singing at the end, I tried to do it in the cold opens. I was like, wow, this is just a lot right now.
It's just 8 hours of cold opens.
So I didn't do that, but actually my mother was just listening to our 100th episode and I realized
she's catching up,
and I realized that's like 10 episodes behind, because she used to, you know, listen to them all the time, and now it's like also, twice that, a week, and it's like that even it's our like less episode. Special, just, you know.
That was like our 59th episode. It's just our year, 1 year anniversary. Yeah. We just keep calling it our 100th
episode. Yeah, I was like, wait, we definitely have not hit 100 episodes.
Never mind. We're at like, I think we're at, maybe we're at 70 now. I thought
we
were
probably at count
69. I think we're at 69.
Nice.
To be 100% honest, I saw it at one point. Maybe that was before.
Is that the
68. No, okay, shit. That's what it is. We're closing.
Andrew, who is
wait,
your
this
favorite?
Is the 69th episode. That's what is this it? Is. Yeah, this is the 69th episode.
See, we knew it was After Dark. Even before we knew it was After Dark.
All right, so Drew, who's your favorite Letterkenny character? Jesus. Sorry, I've been drinking all day. I'm not the one to host this.
Definitely Derry.
Derry, interesting.
Drew, I definitely get that.
I do. That's just so my vibe.
Yeah, that is. I'm not surprised by that answer.
Being an idiot. No, I'm not actually an idiot. I think I'm pretty smart. I'm pretty good when I need to be. But when I'm on this podcast and I'm just like, you know, I'm very dairy vibe when I'm having a couple beers by a fresh produce stand in the middle of a farm, sitting there spitting, smoking cigs. You know, just living the life.
Cam, who's your favorite character?
I don't know. I bounce around a bit, but I think I do. I think I most associate with Derry as well. But you know what I mean? I think, you know, everybody wants to try to be a little more like Wayne. That'd be nice. You know, I think that's unrealistic to expect, but yeah, probably Derry, honestly.
Yeah. I think I'm on the record saying I'm a big Tannis fan on past podcasts, and that's not going to change. But as I've gotten like deeper into season, she kind of gets phased out a little bit, spoiler, but,
No fucking way.
Oh, God. That that's funny to the 8 people who watch this podcast versus listening to it.
Well, 2 of those subscribers are me, so
yeah, really. One of them's me. But I like Barb, the dead wife of whoever the hockey coach is. That's a great character.
That's one of your favorite characters.
Creates.
Oh, sorry. Actually, my favorite character is Bob McKenzie. I really like Bob McKenzie.
Right, yeah, that's a good one.
Hey, Bob, come on the pod.
I like Roldy. Roldy's a great character. I think that's a good like Roldy sidekick. Roldy is 100%
top 3 characters.
Shorzy.
Yeah, I mean, Shorzy's like, my God.
If we're talking legend. Like comedic, comedic.
That's
foils.
The thing is like comedic value versus like who do I most identify with? You know what I mean? One of those things. But that show, I mean, Chris, you really said it. Like, I remember when I first, like, one of my friends from college had been like, "Yo, you gotta watch this show. You'd love it." And like, I started watching it, and I was like, "Oh my God, I can't believe I've never seen this." Like, this show was created for like me and my friends. Like, this is exactly the type of humor we have. And it was one of those shows where I was like, I am so in love with this. And I think like 9 out of 10 people I show this to are going to be like, are you fucking kidding me? This is so stupid. Like, I thought it was such a niche show. And then like you said, it just, everybody started watching it. I was like, wait, really? Like, you guys all like this? Like, I really thought this was like, I'm in this weird corner and I'm going to love this. And a couple people I know are going to love this. And everybody else is going to be like, trash. And so I'm just surprised that it was so well received, and I'm stoked because it's allowed. I mean, like, Chanel, you're probably already seeing it, but especially in the later seasons, like, the production value even just gets so much better and all that. And it's really just like awesome to see like Jared Kiso and all of them like thrive, because it really seems like they just like enjoy making it. You know what I mean? It seems like they're just like having a good time with their friends and just like made it big time, and that's like such a dream. You know what I mean? It's just awesome.
It reminds me of Always Sunny in that way, where they're just kind of like a group of friends who are just like, because they started out as YouTubers of like, they definitely, I'm 99.9% sure I want to say, because I haven't seen one of their YouTube videos, but
I watched the YouTube videos.
They started for YouTube.
They vary in comedic value and how well they've held up over time versus like, you know, how the world has advanced past certain things. So I'll just say that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But I think it's like, from that standpoint, it's just kind of like, they're friends and they wanted to do their own thing. And then suddenly, you know, it just takes off and it's like,
hey, can't
the Brews and Bruins podcast be like that, huh? Keep downloads. Send us some 5-star ratings. Come on. If you want us to be the Letterkenny of podcasts.
Cam, we got a live question from our friend Patrick Laverty. Cam Neely is at least partly to blame for the Bruins not playing well. Your name is Cam too. How much should you also be blamed for that?
I will say.
Just go. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I will say as well.
I will say they were playing a lot better when I was able to watch more regularly. That was when those comebacks were happening. Me and my buddy Ryan at work, who is, he's got to come on at some point. He keeps asking. He really wants to come on. I love it.
Just your buddy Ryan at work. Can we refer to him only as your buddy Ryan at work?
Yeah, like, actually, he's been to like a bajillion freaking Bruins games, though. Like a ton of
welcome on the podcast, Cam's buddy Ryan from work.
No, he would love that, actually. That'd be hilarious. But anyway, they were playing a lot better when I could watch them all the time, and now they're not doing that. So,
Cam, probably, you get all that, including my buddy Ryan from work. So,
are you tweeting this back? Is that what's happening?
It's gonna be a response.
They were playing a lot better when I could watch. So,
guys, I hate this podcast. I would never listen to this podcast. Everyone should unsubscribe.
All right, what I got, because I had to, you have to fit it into a tweet. I'm quote tweeting his thing. It says, I will say they were playing better when I was able to watch more regularly. That's when those comebacks were happening, .. My buddy Ryan from work, .. Anyway,
tag him.
They were playing a lot better when I could watch them all the time. And now they're not doing that. Sweet.
Oh, send it. I'm glad Chanel gets to be here for this. Like, this is the background. This is the you never know what's going to make the final cut for the podcast. And honestly, I never know what's going to make the final cut for the podcast because I still never listened to an entire episode of our podcast. But I hope everyone listening to this does make it to the end. And I feel like people don't make it to the end because no one has ever once on Twitter mentioned that we sing at the end of every episode. Yeah,
we should do a poll.
Because nobody knows
what song we sang at the end of the last episode.
No, we should do a poll about what we do at the end of episodes and see if people...
Yeah, this is our long con. Our long con is like, we're just going to keep singing until someone mentions it. No one ever has.
Chanel, please elevate the level of our program.
Chanel's getting ready to leave.
Like, Chanel, Phil. I'm like the producer. Chanel, I need you to fill the next 4 minutes of content. Go.
Should we like talk hockey? Because there was a hockey game today. I don't think we
talk about hockey. I didn't watch the hockey game today. Right? I'm glad I didn't.
I turned it on. I was probably like 4 or 5 minutes late and turned it on. And at that very second that I turned it on, Keandre Miller scored a goal. And I'm just like, well, I guess this is going to be that kind of day. So I picked up my Nintendo Switch and continued my Pokemon Sword game. While watching, and it didn't help.
Wait, sword? Like samurai sword?
Sword and Shield are the newest two Pokemon games. Oh,
I didn't know the name. I've heard people talking about them, but I didn't know the names were interesting. Sword and Shield. That's a bit of a pivot. All right.
Yeah, it's so the problem with it is here. We'll go deep on Pokemon.
Should we talk about hockey yet? One sentence. Wait, hold on. How about this Pokemon shit though? Let's just swat over here quick.
I'm curious. Let's go around. Go ahead, Drew.
I was just going to say, Patrick got back to you, but we could go Pokemon and leave the suspense for that. Or we could go there.
Well, let's tease Patrick's response.
Tease Patrick. What should I say to him? Let's say something mean.
No, don't be mean to Patrick. He's one of our best listeners. I love that guy. Let's go around the horn and give like what your experience with Pokemon is in your life. Like, hey, let's start with Drew.
Like, how much does it mean to you? Like, do you have an ass tattoo, Drew?
You know what? I was seriously thinking about either earlier or last night how it would be really funny if I wound up getting that Zdeno Chara and a bodysuit tattoo, actually thinking about making that a thing. Like, if we raise enough money for charity, that I would do that. So, maybe let's see. Give me a few months to think about the Friday content we can make out of that.
$3,333 for like Black Girl Hockey Club, and
then I was thinking $33,000, baby. Let's
Drew. And just to clarify here, how much of this money
is worth that much?
How much of this money is gonna be raised via the Bruins and Bruins OnlyFans, which is pictures of your ass tattoo,
doing different things? It's like, oh, look, when I flex this way, it looks like he's.
Drew, I feel like you're dodging this question. Why? What is your relationship with Pokemon? Why are you so reticent to speak on Pokemon?
When I was young, when I was a wee lad, I had some Pokemon cards, some Pokemon trading cards, and then I got immediately into Yu-Gi-Oh and didn't get more Pokemon cards.
Okay.
I never had the Game Boy. Actually, no, I might have had one Game Boy game of it, but I mostly played other people's, and then so I kind of liked it in that way. And then I played like Pokemon Go at some point, but my friend found online this emulator where you could play on your computer like all of the classic Game Boy games. Maybe this is illegal, but
it definitely is.
Awesome! So I didn't do that. Let's say pretend.
Hypothetically,
I didn't do this, but hypothetically, if I had, it would have been a lot of fun to do. And drown hours in it, perhaps, if I did that.
What version would that have been if you had done that hypothetically?
There was actually a lot. Like, I played through a few of them. I honestly can't name them, but you know, they're colors and shit, basically. That's fair. Right? So, red,
Chanel,
yellow, white.
I don't know.
Me?
Yeah, you're the Chanel on this podcast.
Pokemon.
I mean, it's safe to say I'm super proud. I don't know what the hell any of you are talking about. I feel like that's the biggest flex of tonight, not the NHL story thing, not Hagen and Javi, not any of the other shit that I talked about earlier.
Not being on the broadcast live stream.
Definitely, yep, even that too. Yeah, but continue.
All right, Cam.
Gambling. Whoa.
So I'll share my answer in just a second. I also am realizing that we're 37 minutes into this podcast and we never talked about what we're drinking.
Oh, I need another beer.
Let's do it. I'm
I have a bag. I'm getting another beer.
Two-thirds through my beer. Oh my god, this podcast sucks.
I'm drinking a Bandit Brewing Pepper Ale. It is a German style Pilsner, brewed in Biddeford, Maine.
I'm a Pilsner fan. Here.
I do like Pilsners a lot. Yeah, I was kind of
Pilsner might be my number two after IPAs. I feel like being an IPA fan now is like pretty basic because that's every craft beer fan's favorite type of beer. But like, it's tough to beat the like complexity of and like the variety of IPAs you can do, but
yeah, when you really man, like
a good crisp Pilsner where you can get that hop flavor without the super bitterness and that kind of just like super refreshing finish is pretty tough to beat as well.
Yeah, this beer's got a lot of that. Definitely on the lighter side. Pretty crispy, like you said, not very bitter, and a pretty refreshing little kick there. Hey, drinkability, pretty good. I mean, you know, Pilsen, it's going to be lighter. Probably give it a nice 28. And taste, 24. 24 on the taste, definitely tasteable.
So the funny thing was, I was, like, really excited to do this beer on this podcast.
There you go. So, 38 minutes excited. That's how
this
much.
This beer, this has the best can. It's called Fast and Loose.
Once again, shout out to the now four people who are left watching this podcast. It was eight, so 5 minutes ago.
If you're watching, I'm holding this up. It's called Fast and Loose. L-U-C-E.
It was my nickname.
L-U-C-E, which I assume is the nickname of this goose that is riding this, this motorcycle. Incredible. It's a double dry hopped pale ale from Mason Ale Works, which is a San Diego brewery. Basically everything I feature on here is San Diego, but man, I'm in love with this beer right now. I've been drinking it. It's so good.
Making love at midnight.
I'm in love with this beer. I've been drinking it. It's so good.
It's so delicious. It's a little toasty. It has like an interesting like toastiness to it, but it also has like a pretty aggressive hop flavor because, you know, double dry hop, you really get that like hop bitterness in there without bogging it down too much in the alcohol. And I mean, taste, pretty incredible. We're gonna go 34, and
whoa,
then
Shane Heidi.
Yeah, and then drinkability, it's gonna be about a 30 as well because it's you can pound these. It's pretty great.
3430! Exclamation mark,
Chris. That's the most I've seen you rave about a beer in a while, I'd say.
Yeah, I mean, I do go off about like really good hazies. And like, if you give me a West Coast IPA that has some drinkability, like those are going to be my big ones. But yeah, I mean like a double dry hop pale that has the flavor to it. That's going to be high on both scales.
Nothing to complain about there.
Well, you did say you were in love with it. So I'm trying to like, I don't think we can hop off this call until you finish all of those beers. I don't, You two shouldn't be left alone, I don't think, Chris.
That's fair. All right, I finished
it. Can't be trusted. Bad day to be a beer. Bad night to be a beer. Drew, you talk about your beer while Chris and I grab more beer.
Throwback to a previous episode where I had a Sagittarius season. Oh, wow. They both left. I should know. Sagittarius. Chanel, you need to be my bounce back of audio now. Otherwise, it's just me talking.
No, it's perfect. I'm a Sagittarius, so there you go.
Oh, are you really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There you go. November 22nd to December 21st. Sagittarius, it's your time to shine. This season is all about opening yourself up to new experiences and fresh perspectives. A sip of this New England IPA with spruce tips will do just that, transporting you to the great outdoors for the ultimate adventure and enlightenment. Enjoy the ride. Cheers. So I guess that's your thing.
Rocky,
oh no!
Rocky horoscope makes sense. I'm here today.
It just bubbled up. Sun got on my jeans, but not too much.
It's okay, only I know right now.
I'm going to say that because it just bubbled up on me, drinkability is pretty low. Bubbles are more breathable, I suppose. I don't know. Or eatable. I don't know.
Eatable. Oh, no.
Eatable bubbles. Edible. So edibility. Edible. Edibility?
Yeah. Oh, no.
The ability to eat this beer, edibility, is gonna be around a 28 edibility, yeah. It's being edible. Cram and Chris are coming back, so I'm just throwing them edibility as our new category right now.
Alright, edibility.
Well, would you say, Chris, would you say that bubbles are edible or drinkable or breathable? Which
one? So you're not breathing the bubbles in a beer.
Mm. Depends on how you approach the situation, Chris.
I think if you are breathing the bubbles in a beer, then you're in trouble. So
no, I think that's the quickest way to get drunk.
Let's say imbibing. You're either imbibing, ingesting, some of you're consuming the bubbles in a beer.
Consuming, yes. Anyway, yeah, so I gave it a something there. I've had this one before. Go back to another episode at some
Lancy.
Point.
Lancy.
Oh, by the way, this is from fuck. What's I know the fucking logo. The owl. Everyone should know this. The owl.
Ooh, is that like a
shed? No, not shed. That's a lot.
No, it's
Night Shift.
Yeah, that's in Everett, Massachusetts. I've been to that brewery.
Yes, and Newton. Nope, just Everett. I thought it said Newton as well, but that is...
Look at me flexing my Boston area knowledge. The only time I get to
hey, use hashtag share the night. That's what.
All right,
Chris
so
is doing with this beer
feel
right
the
now.
Sweat. Share the night and feel the sweat.
Yeah, so I picked up my my Nintendo Switch that is pretty new. I'm not a big video game person, but I am a Pokemon person. The problem with Pokemon Sword and Shield is it's definitely for kids, and I'm no longer a child, and it's tough to cope with the fact that they made that game way too easy for people like me.
Is there no like difficulty settings, or is it like how does that?
No, it's just like the whole storyline is pretty simple. Like you can, it's basically if you show any basic amount of patience in raising your Pokemon, you have a huge advantage over any random trainer or any gym trainer. I could spend a few hours raising my Pokemon against wild Pokemon and raise them to whatever level, and everyone is fucked because my Pokemon are super powerful. But I will say the thing I like about Sword and Shield being the first Pokemon game I've played since I had Pokemon Red and Yellow, the extra amount of Pokemon, I was on the fence because I love the original 151, but you get pretty bogged down in like the type of Pokemon you're allowed to catch in the original ones. So having the ability to just like choose your favorite ones out of 400 Pokemon is pretty chill. But I will say that most of the new ones have really stupid names.
How would you, so my comparison is young players in the NHL. You show a little patience. You think if you show a little patience with Jaxson Nika, he's going to turn out like your Pokemon. But then you also started throwing in they have stupid names. And that makes me think you're going
Trent,
after Yuri
Hakkinen
or Trent Fred Eric, you know, either one. Do you think the Bruins need to show similar patience with their young Pokemon, if you will?
We'll get into that on the Friday episode.
Tune into that.
Chanel, what is your...
No.
I just feel like you're not going to get a satisfactory answer, so that's why I'm just pretty shaking my head.
I mean, I love it. That's fair.
You can ask.
I didn't have like a good question or anything. It was just, hey, welcome back, Drew. Other than Letterkenny, like what are you spending your time? What content are you consuming other than, I guess, watching hockey? I wouldn't advise anyone watch Bruins hockey right now.
Yeah, the Bruins are throwing me through a loop right now. Like, it didn't help that we played with five people today. And the five that we had didn't really play that well either. So,
turns out, no.
Yeah, I didn't watch the last 5 minutes of the game.
You should have checked out earlier than that.
I felt bad doing that. You know? I did. So I was like, you know what? I'll be nice. I'll watch for as long as I can before I want to pull my eyes out. But, I don't know. I haven't been watching a lot of stuff, really.
Yeah, you're busy like being all over the internet.
Well, I'm also still in school.
Just an internet personality.
I'm still
now.
In school, so
how much school do you have left?
This is my last semester ever.
Hell yeah, same.
Praise God.
Chanel and Drew.
Oh, class of 2021.
Here's a problem, though. The problem is I'm toying with the sports management collaboration that we are doing with Seattle University. I'm still very poor, though, so I'm not trying to have any more student debt than I already have. So it's going to take a miracle for something like that to happen. Because I was explaining to my mom, like, I don't need that degree for what I'm doing, but I guess it would be fun to take those classes. But also, I find myself in the classes I'm in now saying that I never want to do this again. So,
yep. I'm with you.
Someone's
going
to have to pay me to take these courses in order for me to go to school again. And
yeah.
To find the right person to do that. So
I will say, this is not the way to always do it, but the way I did it, I went straight from undergrad to grad school with the idea of, like, I feel like if I go to work, I'm never going to want to do this again.
Yeah.
And that was what it was in my head. And then I went to grad school and it fucking sucked. And
yeah.
And now I'm at work and I'm like, I feel like I wouldn't want to do it at the same time as work. I feel like that would kind of suck, but, yeah, I feel like the drive comes back. So if you wanna go do a job and then go back to school, like that's not.
Or take a couple of years off in the middle of school and figure out your life. Hey, I also did that, and look where I am now on the Brews and Bruins podcast.
Yeah.
See where you can be kids. Actually, no one under the age of 18 should be listening to this.
No.
Anyway.
Oh man, yeah. The Bruins, though. Yeah, today was bad. That's why we're 53 minutes into this podcast and we haven't talked about it. Do you guys also get the sense that, like, most of the time the Bruins play, like, early afternoon game?
They're horrible, Matt.
They just never show up?
No.
Is that, like, that's, like, a thing, right?
And it's been a thing for quite some time. Like, I don't think any season that I've followed, they've ever been good during matinee games, including the 5 p.m. ones. Those, I feel like the 1 p.m. ones and the 12s are really bad for them. I don't know why. I wonder why that is.
I personally love them because they're like, okay, that's a reason to get out of bed on the West Coast, but
it's good for the fans. Like, I love those game times too, but they, like, literally take the life out of you watching them after you do get up at 1 o'clock to watch them. So,
yeah,
are those kangaroos in the background? Not to bring it back
sounds
to
like hawks. Like, what is
not to bring it back to Wayne. Actually,
that's Nelson.
I recently watched a YouTube video of kangaroo sounds, and I was very surprised at what sounds kangaroos make.
This does a pretty good job of preventing Nelson's yapping from getting on the podcast, but usually when everyone's talking, so like if he's barking at the moment that no one's talking, like yeah you can hear it. But I do want to bring attention to the hat game on this podcast right now. Drew and I are rocking with the beanies. I love Chanel's Dana Lang hat. Cam, I feel like you don't get enough love for the not only the mane of the hat, but the color of that hat's also really great. It's like a good maroon burgundy color. Great.
He's on mute, which is great.
It's also a Foundation Brewing Company hat. Shout out Foundation Brewing Company.
I'm really excited to whenever it happens. I still haven't paid Mallory for it, and she hasn't asked for payment. But whenever I get my Tito's mom hat, I'm going to be happy to show that on the podcast.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, Chanel. Forever. On a scale of 1 to broadcast, how would you rate our podcast?
Oh, no. That's just mean. That's mean to us, guys. Yes. It's mean to you guys. That was crazy. And also felt very sacrilege to do anything that involves Canucks Twitter. But now I'm friends with Michaela Gaudette, so it's all just... It's all coming
down. That was such a good... stream, by the way. Having Jen, you having Joe on there, yeah, having Joe Rachel, like,
yeah,
that's such a murderer's row of guests on one podcast. Pretty incredible stuff. Y'all can go back and watch the YouTube video of that live stream, by the way, and I would suggest it was really good. Just for the chaos of of Michaela Gaudette being on there while Adam Gaudette scored a goal. Let's sing When You Were Young.
When you were young, you were younger than you are now.
All right. That was When You Were Young by Drew Johnston.